Hello, welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on June 15th, 2016. Our guest today is Center Square Chief Investment Strategist Scott Crow. With the Brexit vote in the United Kingdom about a week away, we're going to discuss the implications of the event for the UK property markets and real estate markets in continental Europe as well. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks, Alan.
So, to start off, for our audience that might not be quite so well-versed in international policy and politics, just what are citizens of the United Kingdom going to be voting on next week?
So the UK will be voting on whether to remain in the European Union. And it's a referendum. It's interesting. It's actually a non-binding referendum. There's no formal mechanism to opt out of the EU. But given the fact that there has for a number of years, been parts of the population in the UK that have had issues with some of the aspects of being in the EU, this was a promise that David Cameron, the Prime Minister, made during the last election cycle, that there would be a referendum on staying in the EU or not. And even though it's officially non-binding, I think the expectation is that if the vote is to leave, then that will set in motion a number of steps that we'll see the UK leave the European Union, which is essentially will mean that a lot of the European laws and regulations around immigration, around travel, sort of open borders, and around trade will need to be renegotiated between Britain and the continent.
So what's the likelihood that an exit, though, will actually happen? It sounds like the base case is most people are assuming there won't be an exit.
Yeah, that certainly has been the case up until, I think, about a week ago. But the polls are starting to show a lot of momentum for the leave vote. And so it's very uncertain. And a lot of the uncertainty stems around voter turnout. The fact is that most people who want to leave the European Union are probably more passionate about that belief than people that, want to maintain the status quo. And so, if you look at the polls today, they're showing, and you exclude the minority that's still undecided, it's about 50-50. So the key question is that a fairly large minority of around 20% of people polled, will they turn up and will they vote for the status quo? I think if you are undecided at this point, you are probably more likely to vote for the status quo than to leave. But the real question is, will these people turn up to vote?
So, as this issue has percolated in the last few months, so has there been an impact on UK property markets?
Absolutely. Really since the end of last year, as it appeared that this would be a relatively close decision, or the outcome was uncertain with respect to Britain leaving the European Union, it's really put a dampener on economic and transactional activity as it relates to the London property market. And so what we've seen is a fairly dramatic decrease in new leases being signed. Investment activity has really fallen off with respect to investing in new buildings, particularly from foreign investors. A lot of leases that are being signed today have get-out clauses, based on the possibility that Britain leaves the European Union. It's already had a fairly significant impact on activity levels, as people have basically gone on hold, waiting to see the outcome of this referendum.
And then, what about on the continent? Presumably, those markets might look more appealing to investors right now, given the relative stability, right?
Well, that's certainly true if you look at the listed property market. The UK was the worst performing country in the first quarter of this year, as a lot of these fears around Brexit really took hold. And of course, this is mostly an issue for London, as the financial capital of Europe, one of the global commerce centres. The impact will be felt most in the London property market, primarily on the office market and to some extent on the residential market. And you know, it's conceivable if the UK leaves the European Union that, of course, Britain and London has value because of the city that it is and the history of being a global commercial centre that it has. And so if it did leave the EU, of course they would repaper treaties, they would sort out ways to overcome the challenges of leaving the current European Union. But the fact is that the immediate effect would be a further slowdown in activity, more uncertainty, less hiring, potentially job cuts, and that would have an impact on the City of London, which is a very important economic component of the UK. There would be follow-on effects throughout Britain. And so I think the immediate effects of Britain leaving the European Union are fairly easy to predict. I think you would see a pretty dramatic fall in the pound, economic activity in the property market. Of course, the longer term impacts are hotly debated right now, and I think there's strong cases on either side that Britain leaving the European Union potentially has benefits to the UK, and there's also risks. But it would take some time to work through that process. With respect to the continent, it is more stable because obviously it's not at the epicenter of this question. But certainly what's happening right now is having an impact on peripheral parts of the EU. So countries like Spain and Ireland are now being viewed as potential leave candidates as well. Obviously, Catalonia has been making separatist noises in Spain for some time. And so if you did have Britain leave the European Union, I think the markets will quickly move to the next question, which is, well, who's next? Certainly, I think it's going to have an impact on some of those peripheral countries, which may in fact then start to make noises about also leaving the European Union. And if that were the case, that would become a bigger structural problem for the whole EU project. So I think what I just outlined there is probably a worst-case scenario, but certainly something that the equity markets are sniffing out right now, because you've definitely seen outside of the UK's weak performance in response to this issue, weak performance from property stocks in places like Ireland and Spain also.
And I'm glad you brought up the equity markets, because I'm wondering, is it possible for you to say if you feel as though whatever risks there are here are adequately, priced into the markets right now, or is there a possibility of any kind of major fluctuations if the vote goes one way or another?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is priced in. I guess starting from how we're positioned, we're deliberately not taking a position on Brexit through our investment portfolio. We avoid trying to take macro bets, and we're very much focused on the real estate. I think if Brexit were not to happen and the UK was to remain, I believe our portfolio would probably do marginally well on that day, because we are invested in some of the real estate companies in the UK, which I think which would perform well in the event of a remain. But how we've ended up there is not trying to make a call on Brexit or not. It's just looking at underlying value. And certainly, you know, there is value to be had in a number of the UK property stocks because they're trading at significant discounts to net asset value, which I think more than priced in the impact of Brexit. Now, whether or not you know, more gets priced in if that were to eventuate on the day that it happens, you know, my the likelihood is that you would see stocks decline, but. A lot of the fear and risk is already priced into these companies today. One of the issues that people aren't talking about, which is likely to be discussed once this issue gets resolved, is more fundamental when it comes to the UK property market, particularly as it relates to office. And you know, the office market right now is very tight. You have vacancy less than 2%. But there are a lot of cranes in the City of London for anyone who's visited recently. And those cranes mean that over the next 3 years, you'll see the equivalent of about 10% of existing stock delivered as new supply into that market. So, you know, Brexit aside, you know, the London property market, particularly the office market, does face some challenges over the next few years as it tries to absorb that supply, particularly given the fact that, you know, the impact of Brexit, even if it doesn't happen, is already being felt right now in terms of a decrease in demand and you know, demand for new space and transactional activity. So even if we avoid a Brexit, you know, we're very certain that you're looking at a potential sort of slowdown in rent growth and even rent and value corrections potentially in the London property market just based on old-fashioned supply and demand dynamics.
Well, Scott, appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Alan.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and remember that you can always visit REIT.com for more on this and other real estate news and analysis. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.